All right, that was good, wasn't it? And I appreciate Sandy. She does such a wonderful job and does a good job singing. I always like it when she sings and appreciate it. All right, it's a blessing to be here this morning. Pray for our pastor, Dr. Dave Clear. And we need him to get well right away. No fun being sick, especially on a Sunday when you're a preacher. Amen. I haven't been standing behind a pulpit for 14 weeks. And what a blessing it is to be able to be back behind a pulpit. And I might hit it a few times more than what I usually hit it. Amen. But just to show my appreciation for the pulpit. But I thank God for the church just keeps rolling on. We just keep rolling on no matter what happens. And so we can use, technology and all of that. And, so praise God. But I'm going to read some verses out of the book of 1 Peter. The book of 1 Peter, you have your Bibles. 1 Peter and chapter number 4. And here in this passage of Scripture, there's some definite truths that I believe God can use in our lives to help us during this time and whatever time that we're going through as a people of God. Of course, Peter, one of the apostles, and the author of this book, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Amen. Aren't you thankful for the King James Bible? And the Word of God. And Peter, he's the one that has written this, and under the inspiration of the Spirit of the living God, and writes it to different churches that had been struggling, going through some trials, going through some difficult types of situations, as the churches from time to time will go through. And so he writes this under the inspiration of the Spirit of God to the people of God as they were serving and going through some difficult times. But I want you to notice here in this passage of Scripture, in 1 Peter chapter number 4, and then verse number 12. Beloved, and so beloved, and those that love the Lord and want to serve God and honor God and do the work that God has called each and every one of us to. He's called every single Christian to be a servant of the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul. And so he says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Think it not strange is what the Word of God declares. Amen. And we're going through some trials. We're going through some testings and perilous times that we're living in today. And so Peter writes this, admonishes these Christian people, individuals here, to don't think it's strange when we go through trials. We go through difficult types of situations. And even though we may have not have ever heard of the corona virus, there's a lot of similarities that it has with other things, sicknesses that we have experienced. But think it not strange is what the Word of God says. But notice verse number 13, the admonition from the man of God, where the Bible declares, but rejoice. Who's with me? Amen. Rejoice. And you think that that might be kind of strange, and that we're to rejoice when we go through struggles, when we go through hardships, when we go through difficult situations. What is the admonition from the Word of God and from the Scriptures? Rejoice. Rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding joy. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ went through quite a bit of suffering. Amen. He went through quite a bit of hardships, struggles, as he gave his life to go to the cross of Calvary so that men may have salvation. And he suffered, and he was beaten, and experienced all sorts of sufferings and struggles and trials, mocked by the crowd, rejected by his own brethren. But praise God, we have an example in the Lord. Bible declares here some definite things we ought to incorporate in our life to help us as we go through sufferings, times of trials, sickness, death, struggles, setbacks. And so I want to preach a message this morning simply entitled, Tested But Not Bested. Amen. We don't have to succumb to all of the discouragement, all of the despair, all of the destruction and death that's happening all around us. We don't have to let this thing get the best of us. Amen. We can still be used of God. We can still have an impact. We can still get out the gospel message of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lot of different times, reasons why the Lord allows us to experience different things. But the bottom line and the end result ought to be the spreading of the gospel message of the Lord Jesus Christ, getting people the message of God so that they might have an opportunity to know Jesus Christ as their a personal Savior. Jesus left us an example, and we ought to follow in his steps. Amen. The example that the Lord left for us, how we are to respond to these different things that go on in society, and the struggles and the hardships that impact your life. God gives us the antidote. I know they're looking for the antidote, amen. They're looking for something that will kill this sickness, this illness, this disease that has taken really a lot of different lives. And so, but the scriptures gives us the recipe and gives us some truths that'll help us to overcome all of the things that Satan is using to try to overthrow our faith in God. Don't let the devil get the victory during this time. Amen. Don't let the devil have his way in your life during this time. Don't get discouraged. Don't get down. Don't allow yourself to be defeated. You can have the victory. And God allows us to have the victory through the scriptures of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the Bible says, yes, we will be tested. Who's with me? Amen. We'll be tested. And God, you read about the great men of God, the people of God, the women of God, that God, tested and put them through some things. But the end result was God receiving the glory, of people getting saved, the families of God and the church of God strengthened. Amen. This does not have to diminish our love and our conviction and our courage. And we see here, yes, we will be tested, but we don't have to be bested. Amen. We don't have to be defeated. We can have the victory, and we can have a life after this is all said and done that will be a vessel of honor and bring glory to God and the work of God and the church of God. Tested, but not bested. Amen. And I want you to see three things we need to understand about testings. Number one, we need to accept it. Amen. We need to accept it. I mean, this, you know, testings and trials and tribulations and things of that nature, even though this is the coronavirus and all that's been kind of a strange type of deal, and we see the impact that it's had. And I've lived 62 years on this earth and I've never really seen society shut down in the way that it's been shut down. But God has a plan. God has a purpose. Amen. But, you know, these things should not catch us off guard. These things should not surprise us. Oh, listen, the Bible says that, you know, we're in a battle. We're in a fight. The Apostle Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. The flesh warreth against the soul. We're in a fight. We're in a battle. I used to play hockey. I used to play football. I used to box. And when you get into a ring and you're boxing, you shouldn't be surprised when the other guy is there trying to knock you down. It shouldn't shock you when you get hit in the face. Amen. You're going to expect it from time to time. And from time to time, we will get knocked down. Who's with me? Amen. But the Bible tells us the just man falleth seven times, riseth up again. We don't have to stay down. We don't have to stay defeated. Don't let this shock you. I mean, you know, trials and testings are going to come. It shouldn't surprise us. It shouldn't catch us off guard. And if you have on the whole armor of God, amen. And when these things happen and the wiles of the devil and those arrows and all of those things start coming at you, they're not going to have the result of discouragement, death, and depression and all of that. If you're prepared, if you're ready, we need to expect it. Amen. Tested, but not bested. And these things will happen. And they happen for a reason. And they happen for a purpose. We should not get in a panic. We should not doubt God. Don't ever doubt God. Don't ever doubt the Lord. And don't be surprised when you go through different testings and trials. And God will, you know, test people in different ways. And we read about Abraham when God tested him and had him take his son up there to the mountain to offer him up as a sacrifice. Oh, what did Abraham do? He didn't doubt. He didn't fret. He didn't fear. He didn't worry. He obeyed God. Amen. And as a result, what happened? Well, there was victory. There was victory. Oh, think it not strange concerning the fire. Retrials were going to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. It's a plan. It's a purpose. We need to expect it. Amen. And secondly, we need to endure it. Who's with me? Endure it. Who the Bible says that as Christian people in 2 Timothy chapter number 2, that as Christians, as soldiers, as good soldiers of Christ Jesus, we need to endure hardness. Who's with me? Amen. And you know, when you're taken out of your comfort zone and your schedule, sometimes things get difficult. Sometimes things are hard. And you know, you got to go a different route. You got to get up at a different time. And it just, you know, and sometimes it'll throw you off. But we've got to have that
element in our life of endurance.
Amen. We've got to endure. I mean, this is going to come to an end. This sickness, this thing that's going on today, it's going to end. It's going to end. And for a while, everything will be fine, good, but then something else will come up. Who's with me? Amen. But you've got to have a spirit of endurance. Run the race with patience. The race that is set before us, we've got to run it with patience. That means with endurance. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And there's a lot of things. As good soldiers, we need to endure those things. Amen. So many people quit. So many people throw in the towel. So many people give up when they go through trials, tribulations, temptations, and that they just get tired of it, and they say, what's the use? And they throw in the towel. Oh, listen, you can endure through the grace that Brother Olemaker was talking about, and the grace of God, and the power of God that he gives each and every one of us to be able to get through this tough time. Amen. Endure. Determine in your heart that you're going to endeavor to persevere. Don't quit. Don't throw in a towel. It's just a little bump in the road. Amen. Bump in the road. And as you're traveling, sometimes, you know, as much traveling as I do, there's potholes out there. There's going to be different things. And a rock will fly up and bust my windshield. And those things are expected. But you just don't stop because things get hard. Amen. You've got to keep going. You've got to endure. You got to keep running. Run the race that is set before us. And we need to have that type of spirit. And we've got to endure, keep ourselves in spiritual shape. How do you do it? Well, you've got to read the Bible. You know, they've shut down all the athletic clubs, the gyms. And so, you know, I like to go. I go to Anytime Fitness. Shut down. So what happened? Oh, we got to, you know, you've got to endure. You've got to devise some other plan and get creative. Amen. Get creative. And so push-ups, different things. But you got to stay in shape. Why? Because the trials and afflictions and the things, you'll get bested if you don't stay in the Bible. Stay in the Bible. Stay in the Word of God. Stay on your knees. Pray and keep those things. That's what gives you the endurance. And so the Bible says here, the Apostle Peter giving instruction. All those churches scattered through Asia Minor that they had planted, and that they were struggling. And so he writes up there to them, hey, listen, folks, you're going to have trials, you're going to have trouble, but you need to expect it. Then you need to endure it. Amen. By the grace of God. And then what do we need to do? Tested but not bested. Expect it. And then endure it. And then enjoy it. Who's with me? Amen. Enjoy it. Now that sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? To enjoy it. And there's people, you know, they get on these roller coasters. And they go up and down and around. And I used to love going on those things, but my back is not as good as it used to be. But, and the people scream, and they think they're going to die, and they whip you all over the place, upside down, flipping, gyrating, all sorts of areas your body has a hard time dealing with, and you scream and hollering, and then you get off of the roller coaster, and you laugh, and you say, wasn't that fun? Let's do it again. Amen. And so, listen, we're going through trials. We have no other choice but to rejoice. Amen. No other choice but to rejoice. We can't let this trial, this situation, the worldly crowd is looking for something. You know they're looking to? The Christian. How's the Christian handling this situation? What's the Christian people doing?
the beloved. How they doing it? How they handling it? Oh, listen, we need at this time more so than ever manifest the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's what gives us the power and gives us the strength, the energy that we need to endeavor, to persevere, to endure, and to accomplish the very thing that God wants us to accomplish during this time. Oh, listen, enjoy it. Enjoy the ride as much as you can. And don't let the situation rob you of your joy. That's what the devil wants. The devil wants everybody discouraged, everybody down. You can't watch the news. They don't have an answer. They think President Trump's supposed to have an answer. He don't have the answer. Pelosi don't have the answer. Nobody has the answer. What's the answer? You got to follow God. You got to follow the Bible. And if you just get that attitude where, hey, this is not a strange thing. I mean, you know, I've gone through problems before, struggles before, and we expect it. And then we endure it. And then the Bible says, enjoy it. Rejoice. Rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. We'll never suffer as bad as the Lord suffered. Nobody's nailing us to a cross, pulling the hair out of your beard. That's why I don't grow a beard. I don't want anybody pulling the hair out of it. But, and glory shall be revealed. The glory of God will be revealed through all of this. As long as we maintain that joy. Tested, but not bested. Expect it. Endure it. Enjoy it. God has a plan for each and every one of us. And then I'm going to pray, and the Brother Olamega will come back and finish it out. Lord, thank you for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, we have the answer in the Bible. How we can get through these different trials and testings and things. Lord, we don't have to be bested. We don't have to let it have the victory in our life. Help us, dear God. Trust you. Keep our focus. Stay right with you, dear God, during this time. Thank you for the First Baptist Church of Rosemont. Thank you for Dr. Dave Clear, who just keeps on going, and the people of God, and the brother, oh, Brother Graves, these people that just keep things going. Oh, dear God, help us. Help us during this time. And those that aren't saved will get saved. And trust you, dear God, and we'll give you the glory for it. Your name we pray. Amen.